Hello again, this is Patrick Kelly, Kansas Wrestling Coaches Association President and Head Coach at Seaman High School. On the line with us today is Nate Naws. Nate is currently an assistant coach at his alma mater, Beloit High School, where he is beginning his second year as coach and business teacher. Prior to Beloit, he served as head coach at both Lincoln Junior High and High School for 9 years. He began his coaching career at Fredonia High School, where he was an assistant, before heading to Lincoln, where he was an assistant for a year before taking over as head coach. In 2012, Coach Naws was recognized as the Kansas Wrestling Officials Association 3218 Coach of the Year. Coach Naws has a bachelor's degree from Fort Hays State University in business education and a master's from Baker in education. He is a 2000 graduate of Beloit High School. Nate has been active on the KWCA board, serving as the academic chair and now the vice president. This past spring, he took an additional role as the National Wrestling Hall of Fame Kansas representative. The past 2 years, he has been the KWCA Kansas representative and attends the National Scholastic Meeting each year at the Division I Wrestling Championships and the NWCA Annual Clinic in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. He is a 2014 and 15 graduate of the NWCA Scholastic Leadership Academy. More recently, Naws was a graduate of the 2016 Fellowship of Christian Athletes National Wrestling Coaches Association Collegiate Leadership Academy and earned his FCA three-dimensional coaching certification. Coach Naws, welcome to the program. Tell us how preparations are moving along for the upcoming KWCA Fritz Knorr Fall Clinic and Awards Banquet.
Hey, Pat, thanks for having me on. We got some really great things happening right now. Leading up to, I guess we're 1 month out right now from our Fritz Knorr Clinic there in Salina. Letters are out, and they should have arrived or be arriving shortly at the schools. So the coaches should be looking in their boxes in the mail room and getting that to their assistants and everybody on their staff. We've also started a new email marketing through MailChimp. So we sent out some mass emails of basically the same information. And you know, working with you on this, we were really excited within the last week to announce Kevin Jackson as our headliner. I mean, you know, an Olympic champion, two-time world champion, former U.S. freestyle team coach, just announced that he's the cadet freestyle national coach this year. I mean, it doesn't come any better than that. So we're really excited to get this next month through, continue to market, continue to build our numbers. And, you know, a lot of people don't know, but, you know, we know being on the board, our membership is primarily driven through attendance at the clinic. So when we have more people come to the clinic, we actually have a stronger organization due to more people being involved. So it's really vital that we get people to show up and be there. And that's why we're excited about the new weekend before youth season, before middle school. You know, the college programs are in full swing. They're in their preseason work. So there's a lot going into it, but it's just a really exciting time. It's a real great opportunity for Kansas wrestling to grow.
Tell us a little bit about your background in the sport and about your current role teaching and coaching at your alma mater, Beloit High School.
Well, it's great to be back in my hometown coaching here and teaching here in Beloit after being gone for 15 years. But getting introduced to the sport, we originally lived in Smith Center. That's where my parents are from. And my dad was actually a two-time state qualifier for the Redmen. And so I think he was pretty excited to get me introduced to the sport. And I tried it, I believe it was kindergarten or fifth grade. And from what I vaguely remember and what I'm told, I loved it until about 2 weeks in, they issued the singlets. And I was very adamant that I was not going to wear that singlet. And so I took a little bit of a break and I came back out in eighth grade when Coach Andy Nemchek put his arm around me and said, Nate, I think you need to wrestle. And, you know, just that personal attention and that interaction from an adult just, it was amazing. It was like being on the stage with spotlight and kind of exciting. And so I tried something new and I really, really enjoyed it. I'll never forget him showing a double leg. And I, in my mind, it was a tackle. You know, I was a pretty aggressive guy, football guy. And I looked up at him and I remember smiling. I was like, so I just tackle him? And he just kind of nodded, you know, kind of had a sly smile, and he just said, yep, yep. And so it all kind of took off from there.
I don't know Coach Nemchek well, but I did coach against him when Seaman used to attend the Clay Center tournament. I saw him as a calm waters type of coach that seemed to have the right approach working with kids. How special is it for you to get the opportunity to work with the coach that was your coach when you competed in high school?
You know, I'm getting goosebumps right now and kind of getting a little emotional thinking about it, because he's just such a special guy. He is so calm. He is just, you know, it's amazing how even keeled he is. He doesn't get too high, doesn't get too low. And he's just kind of a positive calming force in the corner when you're out there competing. And, you know, wrestling for him was just a great thing, because he didn't really, you know, need to waste time on me. I was a new guy as an eighth grader. And the fact that he continued to work with me as much as he did through my 4 years of high school and turned me into a state qualifier for him, that's pretty special. And so, you know, to go on and basically become a peer to him and compete against him. And, you know, one thing that I'll never forget, my first state champion as a head coach when I was at Lincoln, I was actually coaching in the opposite corner from Coach Nemchek. Wow. And his state finalist. And so my heavyweight back in 2014, Fritz Berger, picked up a fall in the finals against his kid. You know, I believe David Cherry commented he'd never seen so many hugs between opposing coaches after a match. And he didn't have any idea of the background of the history that was there between us. But special to be a peer, special to, you know, work with him, and then now to, you know, be on a staff and continue to grow as a coach and learn from him and be able to bounce ideas off of him. You know, when you're a head coach for 9 years, you kind of have your own way of doing stuff, and you can maybe become a little bit stubborn. And it's a pretty small list of people, I think, that I could probably go and coach for. And the fact that I get to be with my coach in year 31 here at Beloit, he's been here for quite a while. It's just pretty amazing to be able to experience that.
Wow. Good stuff there. So Coach Nemchek has coached 5 top 3 teams at state, including the 2007 state championship team. Beloit itself has a great tradition that goes back decades, with 7 state team championships, including 6 in a row from 1980 to 85. Individually, Matt Treister won 4 state titles and went on to earn All-American honors at the Naval Academy. What does it mean to have competed for and now coach for a program with such rich tradition?
You know, it's pretty special when you walk into that room and you see the names on the wall of all of our state placers and all of our state champions highlighted in its own color. And, you know, you mentioned that the 7 team titles, the 2 state runner-up teams, the 5 third-place teams, not to mention the countless top 10 teams that we've had. We really believe it means something to spend 4 years in this program and go through here. So we've created doctors and lawyers and plumbers and really just good citizens. I think for decades, we have just pushed out good, solid men that can be pillars of their community. And that's really what we focus on. And the amazing support that we have, it just shines through when we host our Beloit Invitational Tournament in January, or if we host a regional. Last year, we hosted the Beloit Invite Regionals in our league tournament. Like every other weekend, we had a big tournament going on, and, you know, we have people lined up wanting to work. Like, that's their table. They've been working that table for 20 some odd years, you know. And, you know, when kids graduate, you know, parents still stay plugged into this program because, you know, it's part of the Beloit wrestling family. So it's really hard to describe how awesome it really is to be a part of what we do here.
All right. Well, you've been a real leader in the state with your involvement in wrestling's national organizations. Tell us a little bit about your involvement and about some of the people you've met and the information you've gained through your involvement.
Well, I'm going to take a step back just a little bit, and I'm just really going to push whether, no matter what you do professionally, if you're a teacher, you should be a part of a professional organization that involves teachers. If you're a coach, you should be in that professional organization. Because when you are in those groups and you're around like-minded individuals you get to exchange ideas and you get to learn, and you get to grow. And it is amazing what can happen when you are in that network and you tap into it. You know, I'm going to throw Jay Sweet out there. He's a great friend of mine, longtime rival coach of mine. He was the one that was pretty instrumental in talking me into being on the board when I first stepped on as the academic chair. And, you know, when I tapped into that, I went from a young, insecure coach to, you know, I've grown up. This is my 13th year in coaching, and I feel pretty confident. And a lot of that is due to the fact that I've been able to be around some very great men who have done amazing things in the sport and in the state of Kansas. And so it is very, very, very powerful. And, you know, Bob Gonzalez has been a great mentor as well. And, you know, I had an opportunity to replace Bob as our National Wrestling Coaches Association Kansas representative about 3 or 4 years ago. Bob held that position for, I believe, 27 years. And so I get to go and be in the know, and I really take that to heart. I feel like this is a very important role for me to go out and share what's happening in Kansas to the national organization, and then be able to pick up what's happening in other states, other regions, and and bring that back and share that information with our Kansas coaches, because it's really amazing. You kind of get your eyes open a little bit and your mind open when you hear people come from different situations, because you think of how drastically different the regions in Kansas are, different styles of wrestling and different situations, rural versus urban, you know, big school versus small school. Everybody has their own issues. Well, then you start listening to different parts of our country and, you know, trying to keep our sport growing and moving in the right direction, but yet trying to you know, keep it open enough to interpretation with the NFHS rules so that each individual state can do what they feel is best for their programs. It's pretty cool. And, you know, also serving as your vice president, this past year, getting ready to start my second year and your second year of president, it's nice to be able to feel like you're driving change. I think it's the business teacher in me. I love organizing and planning and doing social media and working on the website and trying to get things to come together and go from point A to point B. So it's been a really, really good time being on the board and serving our coaches. I think it's a very humbling experience to be in a position like that where you are trying to serve other people and listen to many different points of view and then represent them when we sit down as an executive board and when we're trying to push maybe different topics for rules changes to peak at Acacia.
This year's clinic has some exciting changes in its format. You know, speaking of driving some change, with Friday being reserved for Leadership Academy, Saturday the clinic that has formerly taken place on Friday night and Saturday, and then Sunday being set aside for the USA Kansas meetings. Talk specifically about the Leadership Academy and why it would be beneficial to attend.
Well, you know, with my role working with the NWCA and talking to Mike Moyer, the executive director, and Pat Toffey, the assistant there, and George Way, the scholastic director, and just all of these other state reps, there's a need out there for coaches to step in and basically be the CEO of their program. You know, we've got programs being added, but at the same time, if I'm looking at my numbers here, we're at an all-time low at 23.4 wrestlers per squad. We've got an 8% drop over the last 5 years in participation in wrestling, gone down each year, and last year we went down by 7,555 wrestlers. That's not the trend that we want to be. You know, when we go from sixth nationally in participation numbers and then we drop being surpassed by cross country, that's not a trend. And, you know, we're not proud of those numbers, but we're also not going to hide from those numbers. We need to know those numbers so we can be proactive. We're not going to run from them. We need to continue to work to drive change. And at the same time that we're seeing a drop, we're seeing a huge increase in women's wrestling. We just now, it was announced, another state added. We have 7 states across the country that are sponsoring a separate women's division of wrestling with Kansas having a proposal that we're going to talk about during this weekend, the clinic weekend. Coach Doug Kretzer from McPherson is going to speak to that. His daughter being a double All-American from Fargo this past summer. But they're up 2,500 wrestlers in this past year to 13,000 plus. We've got over 13,000 high school girls that are wrestling in our country. So basically they have offset our loss in the men's, but we don't want to offset. We want everything growing. And so with the Leadership Academy, they've been doing it at the collegiate level. They've got a national, the big school one, basically, the CEO Leadership Academy that they do in Fort Lauderdale every year with the NWCA clinic. And then they've got kind of a smaller one that they co-sponsor with the Fellowship of Christian Athletes in Edwardsville, Illinois. I know a board member, our treasurer, Doug Vanderlinden, was able to attend that 2 years ago. I was blessed to be able to attend it last spring and be in there with some of the best minds in our country, learning about growing our programs, growing the support, the sport, and gaining support through your administrators, through, you know, fundraising, through marketing, through, you know, all these things that we never thought about when dealing with our program. We thought, hey, we're going to be dealing with single legs and double legs and stand-ups. And really, to grow our sport, we've got to make sure that we're in that CEO role. And a lot of us may not feel comfortable in that role because we're very comfortable teaching the technique and conditioning and putting together a good schedule for our kids and being inspirational and just being somebody that's there for our kids. But when we're stepping outside of that comfort zone a little bit, it can be a little bit of a struggle. And that's really one of the big things that the NWCA is pushing is getting these coaches to promote, getting them out, you know, community service. You know, how are you going to reach out to your community? What's the story that is being told about your program? Because if you're not telling it, people are making up their own minds about what's happening. So you might as well be pushing the great and the good that's happening in your program out into the community. And I think through this process of the Leadership Academies, we're going to get coaches to feel more comfortable. We're looking for longtime coaches that are still like, what's next? What's that next level, you know, in their coaching career? We're also looking for longtime assistants that might be sliding into that role when that long-term coach leaves. Middle school coaches that are going to possibly ever work their way up. You know, anybody that is coaching wrestling in the school setting, junior, middle school, high school, that is who our target audience is with this Leadership Academy, because we can't see programs being cut. We've got to find ways to reverse the trend of numbers falling. And so we've got a great opportunity working with the NWCA. This is our third year of having Leadership Academy. They work with us to send programming out to us, and we are able to provide one-on-one group work with mentors, brainstorming. It's a really special experience. I went through the Scholastic one. Last year I was able to serve as kind of a mentor. It's just a kind of a transformational experience with your coaching. It asks you to look within a little bit and challenge, you know, the status quo. So I am really excited about getting coaches in there and finding that next level of coaching. And we're opening it up. I mean, we want coaches from all over the country to come. I think we've got five coaches that have expressed interest coming from Missouri. We've shared it with Nebraska. We've shared it with Oklahoma. We've been sharing it all over social media. So we really want people to come and participate with what we've got going here. And I will do a little plug for the NWCA. This is going to go online. The plan is for this to be out and live, all of the online components, the chapters, the units, whatever you want to call it, in January of 2017. So we're not too far away from this release where coaches can go on and do this and for free. And there's going to be some states requiring it. Some states have a coaching education component of being able to coach in their state. And I just think it's going to be a great opportunity. But with it being online, we're committed in Kansas to continuing the in-person component of it as well, because there's so much value in sitting around the table with other coaches.
Wow, wow, exciting stuff. Hope to see a lot of the coaches out there on Friday the 7th, day before the traditional clinic. So very good. Thanks for that information. What do you see? You know, you've networked nationally, been to the different conventions and such. What do you think are the 2 to 3 big issues out there for our sport? Not necessarily the biggest problems, but just the biggest topics that are getting the most attention across the nation.
Well, I think the downturn, as I mentioned, is critical. We've got to make sure we're on top of that, reversing the trend and getting our numbers to grow again. Women's wrestling is just, it's amazing. I've been blessed to coach women my whole career, starting out right away. And I quite frankly enjoy coaching female wrestlers. They work so hard. There's nothing different than coaching men. I mean, everything has its own little tweaks, but it's wrestling. And they work so hard. They're so attentive, and they really do what you ask them to do. And I'm really excited about the possibility of that becoming an opportunity for our girls in Kansas to have their own postseason. I think that is a huge thing nationwide. We're seeing big growth with the 7th state adding it. I know Missouri's talking about putting a proposal together. They're looking very strongly at ours, talking to them at the national meeting. But probably the biggest thing would be rules changes, just continuing to follow what's going on with the NCAA and maybe kind of stay in step with them. Right now, we have not gone to the college out of bounds. I know a lot of people are proponents of that. Anytime we've talked about it at the national meetings, the NFHS has said that they do not see that changing anytime soon due to limitations in facilities and safety concerns with maybe smaller mats or up against the wall or up against bleachers. Another thing that basically is, I think we're a year away from, is a uniform modification, the modified uniform with some call it combat shorts, the MMA board shorts. I think those are going to happen. I think they're going to have a summit. The NFHS is working with manufacturers to come up with regulations of what everything's going to look like with the shorts and with the compression shirt tops. It's not going to be a singlets are gone, this is what you have to have. It's an either-or situation. Now, there's still things that haven't been discussed because it was brought up, well, can my 106-pounder wear a singlet and my 13-pounder wear the shorts and the compression shirt? You know, that was just kind of a shrug, and we'll get back to you when that was asked. So I think there's going to be some back and forth with this. And then I think some of the big things, and I think it's coming from a lot of maybe the East Coast or the Northeast region, is like with forfeits, maybe going to a 7 or 8 point forfeit to encourage, this is the thought, this is the way it was explained, to encourage coaches to put kids on a mat and discourage them from setting their kid against maybe the number one kid in the state or the kid that won Beast of the East. Those kids are picking up a lot of forfeits. And so I think they're really pushing for that. I don't think that's real popular in Kansas. When I talk to coaches, they think that maybe the incentives are wrong and it doesn't encourage the right things with what our situation is here. But I again, with numbers, I think the biggest thing the NWCA is looking to resolve and fix is the forfeit. You know, they will say, Mike Moyer will come out and say that the number one threat to wrestling is the forfeit. It's not fun to watch forfeits. It's not an enjoyable duel. We've got to find some way to get kids out, be on our roster, and put full lineups up out on the mat and compete in front of your home crowd. That is what they're really pushing, is the full lineups and home duels.
Okay. All right. Wow. A lot of food for thought there for sure. Anything at all to add? We covered quite a bit of ground here, but any parting thoughts?
Well, you know, we have a great sport, and we've got great people in Kansas. We've got people that are committed on the KWCA and working hard. We've got great people working in USA Wrestling Kansas. We've got great people with our National Wrestling Hall of Fame Kansas chapter, our Kansas wrestling officials, the Kansas College Wrestling Fund. I don't want to leave anybody out, but we've got so much support, and that's one thing whenever I go to the national level is they're just like, Kansas is so organized. You guys are just on fire. You guys are pushing the sport. And I guess growing up being a wrestler, I never really thought about it. But when I was in New York at our meetings last spring, they said, you guys do pretty good for basketball state. and you know, it was like news to me, like Kansas is a basketball state. Like I honestly, I did not process it because I am so immersed in wrestling. But I guess that is the perception that Kansas is a basketball state. And so I think we've got our work cut out. We want to change that. We want people to look at Kansas and have it be a wrestling state. I would like to continue to grow our sport through quality development of our coaches. I think that's really important. It's awesome to see the growth at the collegiate level in Kansas. Two women's programs. We've got 15 men's this year. And then next year, we're going to, with Cobb County coming online, we'll have 16 men's programs. I mean, it's amazing. Like, pretty much every part of the state, I mean, you're not too far removed from watching a college wrestling duel if you want to get to that level. And so we've got opportunities for our kids they need to pounce on and scoop up because this is a huge paradigm shift from, you know, 15 years ago when there was just a handful of opportunities in the state of Kansas. So we've got things going in the right direction. We just need to continue to keep our noses down and work well together to promote our sport in the Sunflower State.
All right. Very good. Great, great stuff, Coach Noss. Thanks for taking the time to visit with us about the upcoming fall clinic, and thanks for all you do for the sport.
Thanks, Pat. I know I got a little bit long-winded there at times, but when you get me talking about wrestling and wrestling in the state of Kansas, it's a passion of mine. And like I said, we got some great stuff going, and it's hard not to just completely continue to talk about everything that we've got going.
This has been KWCA President Patrick Kelly reminding you to get your registration in for the 2016 KWCA Clinic and NWCA Leadership Academy slated for October 7th through the 8th in Salina. Until next time, thanks for listening.